You're listening to the Holistic Spaces podcast brought to you by Mindful Design Feng Shui School. Episode 267, Small Bites from Peer Professor, Wood Element Personality, with special guest Catherine Metz. Welcome to episode 267 of the Holistic Spaces podcast, where we hope to inspire, educate, and empower you to create your own holistic spaces that nurture and resonate with you. Angie Cho and Laura Morris are the founders of the Mindful Design Feng Shui School. We teach feng shui online at mindfuldesignschool.com. We're also the authors of the forthcoming book, Mindful Living, which is available wherever books are sold. Check us out at mindfuldesignschool.com. Check out our book, Mindful Living, and be sure to sign up for our mailing list for all the up-to-date info on things that we're offering, what's going on, and to get a lot of feng shui tips in your inbox every week. And also an update on the podcast every week as well. So we have our dear teacher, Catherine Metz, joining us again this month. And we're delighted to welcome Catherine. She's a master feng shui teacher, and she is the founder and creator of Feng Shui Storyboard. And now she teaches with us in an advanced training program that we have at Mindful Design School called Peer Professor. And over the years, Catherine's chronicled His Holiness Grandmaster Professor Lin Yun's teachings as succinctly as possible. She's a virtual repository of knowledge and wisdom, both ancient and modern. So we're really delighted to have her here with us today to talk about the wood element. Welcome, Catherine.
Yeah, thanks. It's always so good to see the two of you together.
Hey, Catherine.
We see the two of us together all the time.
Yeah, and I'm lucky enough to get to join in. So thank you both.
Yeah, no, it's always a delight to see you too, Catherine. So all of us thought that we could talk about the wood element for this episode, since it's timely in the Northern Hemisphere, because we're moving into spring and we have spring equinox coming. And for those of you in the Southern Hemisphere, it's also timely because there's a connection between wood and metal in the fall as well. So whenever we put this together, everyone in the Southern Hemisphere can also benefit from these seasonal kind of explorations. So Laura, could you remind the listeners a little bit about the spring equinox or the spring situation from a feng shui perspective?
Sure. Well, it is the spring equinox or the vernal equinox, which will be arriving March 19th. And again, depends on your time zone, right? But it always falls between 19, 20, or 21. In those 3 days, it is also a solar term, which if you want to learn a little bit more about those, we do that in our chi forecast, the last episode. But essentially, it is a time where the energies begin to equal out. So yang energy has, since the winter solstice, since we tipped over after the winter solstice, the days have been getting incrementally a little bit longer, and the yang qi has been increasing. Yin qi has been diminishing, however you want to think of it. And to the point now where we're getting to a more even situation around this time of year. And then the yang qi will continue to increase. Yang qi, daylight, you know, increasing, sun becoming more dominant until we get to the peak, which will be the summer solstice. We talk a lot about this in our qi forecasts. You know, looking at what is happening in nature, what is happening with the cycles of the seasons, what is happening with even the cycle within a day is a really great way to look at the shifts and the ebbs and flows of yin and yang qi energy. So, you know, yang is very bright, sunlight, the sun, high noon, and yin is darkness, cold, winter, just to sort of give you the top line. So we're in spring now, and actually, officially, according to the solar terms, the beginning of spring is actually February 4th, and it's because that wood qi is increasing. So along with this underlying yin and yang, we in feng shui put another layer on it, and we look at the five elements as well, because that is how you really can dial in a little bit more seasonally. So this time of year is when wood qi is not just emerging, now it has arrived, and we see that manifest in springtime.
Yeah. And Catherine, can you tell the listeners a bit about the wood element from the BTB perspective?
Yeah, I think it's something we miss because we often talk about wood as breaking through and the, you know, the movement of it and the growth of it. And yet there's a stillness and a quietness and a gentleness of the wood element that we find in Professor's words as benevolence, the family and benevolence and the kindness. There's a Chinese saying about join the kindness in the East. And it's sort of a wonderful thought about wood is to think about how we come together as a family and how we begin our life in a family and how that family really needs to care and nurture for one another. And so that idea of benevolence and humanity and sort of dancing together in the wind and the thunder of wood is a really wonderful way to think about wood beyond just its quick, you know, active, youthful, flexible, persevering movement is to sit and think about sitting in a forest of trees and being still and allowing ourselves to see who we really are and how we can come forth in service to others at this time.
Yeah. And for the listeners, like people who are totally new to feng shui, and we know a lot of you are, you know, we talk a lot about these elements and wood is one of these, one of the five elements that we talk about. And on a very, you know, superficial level, which is also helpful, it's one of the five elements. It's related to the colors green, blue, and teal. It's related to life energy. And it can be exhibited in like in your home as a living plant. It could be like Catherine talked about, like going into a forest, or it could be related to the energy of spring that Laura talked about. So there's many different ways and nuances to look at each of the elements. And since we're talking about wood elements specifically today, it's helpful for each of you. And we invite each of you to explore your own like ways of looking at what does that mean to you when you think of the meaning of a tree or a sprout, like a seed opening up and growing into a small little sprout and a plant. Or if you start to observe the houseplants in your own home and you start to see that the nodules or little shoots growing on your plants, or actually Catherine was talking about before we started recording how the daffodils are starting to push up in her environment where she is now. So how can you start to see around you what's happening? And how does that help you understand the meaning of what the wood element is? And so beyond like those kind of external or feng shui environmental aspects of feng shui, there's also an expression of all the five elements in terms of how they manifest in humans as personality types or characteristics or emotions. In Chinese medicine, there's also like a taste. There's many different aspects and like organs connected to this. So it's a very large system. And also, it is the year of the wood dragon too. So we have the wood element there as well. So it's a really robust system. And so today we were going to talk specifically a little bit more in detail about wood element as a personality, especially during this time of year, since there's an abundance of wood. There may be an opportunity for many of us to exhibit a little bit of wood imbalance because it's already abundant around us in our environment. So then we manifest it more. So Catherine's going to tell us a little bit about what happens, how we can notice the wood element in our personalities, and everyone has this, and then how it may come out as an imbalance. And then three easy ways to help create balance with anything that is out of balance, right?
Yeah, I think the place where we get caught when we have the wood dragon and we have wood in our own personality, that wood can get out of balance very easily and very quickly. And I think one of the first things that you see is that wood likes to move forward and move forward quickly. So we can begin to interpret any circumstance as needing to take an action. And I think that's where we have to be very careful. We don't want to become out of balance by being impetuous or hasty or reckless. We really need to watch out for that. We don't want to let our impatience guide our actions, because when that begins to happen, it can snowball into being sort of erratic and self-indulgent. And then you get moving so fast that there's so much happening that you can't complete things. And then you almost want to go to bed and pull the covers up over your head. So that wood person can really sort of disappear. But, you know, in balance, it's this wonderful way to come forth in the world, to take a stand in the world, to get things moving around you at the right pace. And so I think that's a wonderful time to gather in the things you want to stand for and the things you want to express in the world and refine them and allow them to sort of escape in the right time and find their place outside yourself in the right time with wood in balance. So if you're out of balance too, you may be so opinionated that you can't let any other advice into your being. And so you're left with just the thoughts that you have. And so you're left out of sort of creating something new with other people. You just are always all about yourself and what you think. And that may lead to a lot of anger because anger can come up. Wood is the place where anger can come up. And so when you're frustrated and you're not, other people aren't moving as fast as you are, you know, slow down and let that impatience dissolve. And I think you then come to this place of being really curious and really inventive and graceful, and your ability to persevere comes forth. So there's a lovely balance of wood. And when it gets out of balance, it can turn angry and stiff and not flexible anymore. And you can crack.
Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the things for listeners, because it's a lot to people might be listening and going, oh my gosh, that's totally me. Or I have a tendency to be a little bit like that. And this is why I love this practice. And especially when we can start to connect it. Sometimes it's a bit abstract and it's a little bit hard to sort of understand it. And so it's nice to be able to connect it in the seasonally, like we are right now. We're talking about it in this time. And people, listeners, all of us can take note and see how we feel in these times. So some people might be more woody, tendency to be more woody than others. And then there's some that really lean into this and love all of those, you know, those, especially the idea of opinions, Catherine, you were talking about, like being able to voice and have that strong spine, like that really, like just to like come across really not forcefully, but have an opinion on things and feel confident about that. And I think that we always sort of think that, you know, a balance, it doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to not be like this. Like it's a continuum, right? And I think some people are more prone to, and I think I might be a little bit like that, where at this time of year, I feel the compulsion to do more things, get things and get frustrated a little bit and want to get things done. And also there's this whole cultural thing about, you know, in North America, especially, okay, it's springtime. You got to get your spring clean. You got to do this. You got to do all these things. You got to, you know, let's start all over again, restart. So it's a lot to take in. And so I think the takeaway, what I'm trying to say is that wood is a continuum. You can be compassionate, kind, and benevolent, and have those benefits, you know, kind of lean into those if you find that you're getting frustrated and angry, kind of shift gears.
Yeah. And with that shift of gears comes that ability to be quiet for a moment. And that's really a relief for someone who's out of balance in wood, is just to take a moment and just even go outside, you know, near a tree or stand in the sun and allow that sun to sort of illuminate those dark spaces that you're feeling. So it's a wonderful time just to take a break as well and modulate that intensity a bit.
Yeah, Catherine, do you tend to see anything personally at this time of year with your wood element?
I always notice, because I'm jaw wood, you know, I carry a lot of wood, and I see that I need to up my yoga practice because I have a tendency to get a little stiff, more stiff. And so that's a physical thing that happens to me during this time of year. I need to walk more. I need to do more yoga. Otherwise, I'm in some pain. And so I just noticed it the other day that I've been adding things to my yoga practice, not consciously thinking about wood, but thinking, you know, just feeling my body.
So for the listeners, Catherine's referring to, if you know your four pillars, you have a day master, so like a dominant element based on your four pillars. And she's yin wood, which is jaw wood, right? And
I'm
yang wood.
Yeah, it makes it even harder.
Okay.
This time here, yeah.
So that's what she's talking about. So all the listeners, if you're interested, you could also look up your four pillars chart and see if you have any wood element in your chart. And especially if it's your day master, which basically means it's the element that's associated with your day. But you have to look more into that. Anyway, so what do you guys think? Should we talk about some easy ways to help create balance when there's a wood element out of balance?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I think one that I really love is to just get three new plants, and they can be any size. I mean, they can be tiny, you know, in a little tiny pot, and you put one just inside your main entry, and you put one just inside the entry to your living room, and one just inside the bedroom door. And you set your intention very carefully and in as much detail as possible about how you want to be in this period. So for me, it would be to be more physically flexible and to be, you know, have my dedication to my yoga practice be even stronger. Or I think one of the things I've been doing too in terms of wood at this time is I've been doing a lot of studying. So to me, it's been too much and it's been exhausting me a little. So I think I need to back off. But it's so interesting to learn whatever you're passionate about, to just learn and just keep learning. And I think I need a time to just step back and see what I want to do with those thoughts. So for me, that's one of the reasons I might use these three plants.
Yeah. And when I think about the three plants, I think that, you know, the listeners can also consider it's important, like Catherine said, to get three new plants. And that's important. It doesn't mean that you have to go buy three new plants, but maybe you ask for, you get cuttings from friends, or maybe you go find something out in nature that you bring home and cultivate. But I think the idea is that bringing some new chi to you. But I'm thinking for me, who I have too many plants, maybe for me, it would be giving away three plants or pruning the plants that I have, because I couldn't possibly add three more plants because that might activate more wood for me. But I think that I could give away three plants or create like three plant babies to give away. So I think that there's that other end of it too, right?
Yeah. And I think for me, it's some folks might be thinking that in adding plants, I'm adding more wood, but those plants are all rooted in earth. So it gives me a moment to feel myself standing on the ground and standing still. So that's the piece that I would add to the intention there.
Yeah, but I can't possibly manage
three
more
plants. No. It's good to know your limitations.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Plant overload.
But again, for the listeners, there is in many of these personal chi adjustments is what we call them. When you're trying to adjust the chi of a particular element, when you work with that element, like in this case, adding these three plants, it doesn't necessarily mean you are increasing, you are correcting or balancing. So it's interesting. If you have too little wood, this works. If you have too much wood, this works. Now that's an important teaching that we have to get beyond just thinking more is more. No, it's about bringing in the correct wood chi, the chi that holds the virtues that we want to bring into our lives, which is the flexibility, the compassion, the benevolence. And that can be one of the intentions. Now, having said that, I also will not be bringing three more plants into my space just because I have 33 plants, I think, last count. but I recognize that I am sometimes wood out of balance. I'm not a particularly, like, I'm woody in different parts underlying. If we were to talk about my elements in terms of five pillars, I'm actually more on the earth. But I personally will choose, because I feel that my wood is not so out of balance that I need to do this adjustment, let's just say. I would instead opt to take a walk and walk through nature. And I find for me, it's like it gives you that quick hit where I don't need to bring these plants, any more plants into my life and my home, as much as I love them. But I can go out and immerse myself in them, get what I need with the intention of balancing. So, but I think it's important to note that don't worry, if you add three plants, if this is really resonating with you, you're like, oh, but I want three more plants, but I don't want to be more woody. That's not what happens.
No, it's not. Right. No, but maybe this means that we should send Catherine some plants.
Actually, so I just added to my collection because I only had one. So
oh my gosh,
I now have more. Well, good. I took care of plants I had a plant company, you know, for years, and I took care of a lot of plants. So to have one is really a joy to me these days. So that's where this all speaks to every person's decision-making and element balance. And you can make up your mind and and see what works for you. And we're just offering this as, you know, one way. And we found it to be a really useful way. I think the other thing here too, I want to speak a little bit about how wood feeds fire and the characteristics then that are starting to grow as the sun comes forth more, right? Is the fire element is helping us to illuminate all those places that have been in the dark during the winter. Mm-hmm. So wood feeding fire in the natural progression of the cycle of the elements is coming forth now as we get to see our place in the scheme of things. There's a sense of decorum and civility that's coming forth in all of this. So it reminds us as we move forward and create something new, that that sense of decorum that fire carries, if fire carries charisma, so with that charisma, there's a certain sense of decorum because we're being seen, we're being embraced. And so Professor always talked about that sense of civility and decorum that will come along with that passion of fire that wood feeds. So we have this sort of natural desire that's starting to show up with our wood feeding the fire to sort of passionately explore all that's not yet known. And I think that's a wonderful way to think of wood and how it's growing and how it's feeding that place where we can make a difference.
Yeah, we were just actually when we were did our chi forecast, the reading ended up coming up with that I did the tarot reading. Sun and fire was really big in the particular card. The sun is all about exactly what the fire illuminating and it actually revealing truth, which is really a great thing to sort of, you know, to think about. And wood is the beginning of that, as you said, moving into fire. And also just if we think about this time of year, step back a little bit from the elements and just think about the days getting longer and brighter and the sun being out, you know, helping the plants grow, obviously, and all these things. But that fire chi that, again, grows when I see peaks in, you know, the summer solstice, it will peak then. Is, and we'll be talking about fire then, is that sun is like this pure form of fire that reveals so many things, both energetically and, you know, literally, right? Showing things and lighting things. So this is why I love the five elements so much, because they are universal and they're a way for us to really connect with the world around us. And I, you know, I love it's cross modalities too. There's so many different ways, you know, some of you that might be interested in, maybe you're obviously you're interested in feng shui, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, but you also might be, you might have another modality that uses different elements. It's still all, there's these similarities and these consistencies that run through a lot of practices. So I love the five elements and I could talk about them forever.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine, for sharing your small bite about the wood element with us today. And thank you, Laura, for
You're welcome.
Being Laura. And thank you, listeners, for listening to another episode of the Holistic Spaces podcast. You can tune in every week for a new episode. If you like our podcast, please share it with others. You can check out our new book that's coming out, Mindful Living, and you can always support the podcast by checking out our certification and any courses that we have. You could visit mindfuldesignschool.com, and the best way to keep in touch with us is to join our mailing list, and there should be an opt-in box in the show notes. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.